If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. To Fáilte Ó Tuirsiúin, our morning focus on Clare FM. The standard of teaching of Irish in primary schools over the past few years has deteriorated notably. This is according to inspectors from the Department of Education. Their findings were published in a Chief Inspector's report and expressed concerns at the teaching of Irish in both primary and secondary level, with the standards of Irish poorer than those in English and maths generally. We shot in a Gaeilge a few weeks away. What does this report suggest about the place of the Irish language in modern Ireland? I wonder. Donal Lynchick is with us, principal of Clóistíní Chúraí and of course presenter of Cúil Chainn here on Clare FM. You're very welcome. Are you surprised by this in any way, that we are not, our students are not as good at Irish when compared with the likes of English and maths?
Surprised? The only surprise I am I have is that it's taken so long for the good minister to cotton on to it. We've been talking about this for, you know, decades. And I can remember going back when Gaelscoil Mhíchí started and I was appointed principal. And we were approaching the teaching of Irish in this total immersion method that was being mooted as revolutionary. And we were doing the a take on the Canadian mode, you know, with the Franglais and the Anglais and all this. And as time went on, this was becoming a very accepted method. And the poor minister, I think, has figured out, and as Conall O'Farta in today's Examiner was saying, that the challenges persist.
That's according to the report, yes.
That's
the
it.
Chief Inspector's report.
And the minister is... Do you know what he said? That he would welcome solutions. He's now grasping at straws. I'd say the old boat has sprung a leak. But to go back to what I was going to say originally, we were going along on this method, which was being mooted by linguists all over the world. And anywhere that there was a multilingual situation in terms of teaching language, this method was being... It was agreed that it was the preferred method of acquiring language.
Most, and this, by the way, is just speaking Irish across the day.
Absolutely,
all day.
We are talking about teaching Irish, and when we're talking about teaching a language, maybe I have a different concept of it. My concept of teaching a language is that I would impart the skills to a child to be able to speak the language. Now, the Department of Education and Science, or skills, didn't have that philosophy down through the years. All they wanted to do was impart a syllabus.
But is that only applicable in Gaelscoil?
No. Oh, gosh, no.
How can you immerse a child in Irish if they're doing the Irish language for an hour a day or a class a day, and in the rest of the classes they're doing through English?
Well, if you were going to be really revolutionary and serious about it, you would employ a total immersion method in their first 2 years in primary school.
But that has to be a Gaelscoil then, surely, no? Or the principles of a Gaelscoil,
yes.
No?
But why not? The principles of a Gaelscoil are no different to the principles of any school. In other words, teaching a language to an acceptable level for a child to acquire a fluency. But the department have forgotten that in order for a child to have a competency, a fluency, a mastery of the language, they must be able to speak it. And all the other things come afterwards. Literacy and creativeness and all the rest of the things that they will foist on a child who has no background. They're asking a child to write creatively in Irish when they don't have the depth of language and the concepts and all the rest of it that go with language. They haven't thought this through yet. And now the minister is saying, please tell me what to do. I would welcome any... And he said, all the stakeholders, be they the Irish organisations, the teachers. And believe you me, teachers will tell you that teaching as they are and by the methods that they're teaching is getting them nowhere.
As you mentioned the teachers, the report that we referred to in the introduction found the quality of teaching and learning of Irish was very good in just 12% of primary school inspections in the 4 years that the report covers. This compares with 33% in maths classes and 27% for English classes, a figure which makes me wonder if it's not just the students that are struggling with this, but the teachers themselves.
Absolutely. No mistake about it, as an ex-teacher, teaching and talking to younger teachers, and particularly teachers at second level and students at second level, they're totally, they're disenfranchised. They just don't know what to do anymore. They know very well that they can have a superior fluency level and a command of a language after 2 years, French, Spanish or Italian, than after 10 years
of Irish.
Is there not something wrong? Is the method, do we not have to look again at how we're doing it, the methodology?
I always wondered, and this is just my own observations from second level, and we're going back a fair while when I say that, but I always wondered if there was a reluctance which meant, or shall I say, a viewpoint which meant that the Irish language almost had to be taught in the same way as the English language, in that there was such a focus on literature, there was such a focus on poetry, on various aspects of grammar, as opposed to teaching people how to speak it. And yet I could almost understand, if that is there, and you're nodding, so I think you agree with me, but if it is there, I can understand why it has to be there, because you don't want a situation where Irish is being taught in Ireland in the same way that foreign languages are taught here.
Very true, but unfortunately, that's the case.
So it has to be taught the same way?
No, that is de facto what's happening, because we're teaching it as if it was a foreign language. But we're worse than that. We're starting at things like literature and history and the history of the language and all the things that would come in a progression far down the line. In other words, when you think of how a child of 2 years and in their first 1,000 words, their first 500 words, and you can identify with this now, at home, you would find that it takes a long time for one word to be mastered. Let's take the pronoun I. Invariably, a child will use me.
Yes.
And, you know, me want this, me want that, me want... And it takes how much of a correction and an exposure and an exposure ad nauseum. And then suddenly the penny drops. But we don't start saying that in the first person singular of the personal pronoun, we use not the vocative case, but the nominative case. That's what we're doing in Irish. And we're doing that approach instead of getting the child to functionally use it. I'll also come back, and this is very much aligned with something that the bigger picture altogether and a much wider picture reflects, is that children, as well as not having a language orientated or a language centred curriculum at school, which they would have a mastery of, they don't have the opportunities in the bigger, wider world to practice their Irish.
Mm.
And I've been saying it. Anybody that listens to Cool Kind knows that I can put a song to it.
But is it?
We're not giving. The state is not proactive in making sure that the language environment of the school is extended outside of it.
But do the children and society as a whole, do they want that?
Right now, in 2018, it's gone so far. We are 50 years too late. At least 50 years too late. When back in the 70s, when the Gaelscoil movement started, and there was an awareness of the importance of the spoken language. That this was being reflected on the growth of the Gaelscoileann now, because people wanted their children to speak Irish. This is now being replicated, and we can see that exactly what you say is happening in the Gaeltacht.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, and there's areas of the Gaeltacht where you hear English.
There's areas in the Gaeltacht that are not the Gaeltacht. There are no more Gaeltacht than, you know. Mm. But we've the state again, and the whole the way we looked at language and the way we looked at Irish, and to take away all the mystique and the political thing and the historical and all the rest of it, the language as itself. And if we did what the Welsh did and took the language out of the schools, kicked it up and down Main Street, booted it into supermarkets, pubs, hotels, restaurants, shops, homes, industry, and it didn't cost them the earth, you know, and they did it on the back of a Tory government, which is, you know, okay. We should be ashamed of ourselves. And this report, I was very disappointed in it. I wasn't surprised.
It seems to me, and I'll finish with this, it seems to be the latest of a series of happening circumstances, reports and everything else, which shows that much more could be done and needs to be done for Irish. And I feel like you and I, with respect, have had this conversation a few times now at this stage. But that's not to downplay the importance of it and the need for improvements. I'd be sceptical as to whether what you're advocating and seeking, whether it's actually going to happen based on previous experience.
Me too. Unfortunately, and I'm not a pessimist, and as you know, but I wouldn't be a zealot.
Mm.
And anybody that knows me knows very well that I could speak to you in French as quickly as I speak to you in Irish, and it doesn't matter. But what we need to do, when you know, just as a final example,
very briefly,
the day that Mr. Farrakhan was inaugurated as Taoiseach, we were listening to the man who had just achieved level 5 Oscailge in the...
he went and got classes.
He got classes from the adult education people, the new course that's done. Very, very laudable. Very laudable. But he hasn't spoken a word since.
Okay. Let us know your thoughts on that at home. Donal O'Lanchy Gonya says, well done to you. What great girl our generation got in our national schools. It seems that's not happening anymore, though. Donal, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Gavin.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your US getaway. Fly daily, direct and hassle-free from Shannon. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.